Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the voice of the late great Harold Melvin on the Blue Notes. The lead singer there is Theodore Prendergast. It is our lead song, our theme song, and it's going to lead us into our featured segment, Mic Check. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I once again have the privilege and the honor to talk to one of my very, very good friend. I am so grateful that she has now joined us. But before I even introduce you to her, ladies and gentlemen, let me just say she was born Shauna McKenzie. She was born in Augustown, Jamaica. She's also a Mayborn like myself. She recently celebrated a birthday. And when I said I am grateful, I am super grateful to have her on this Saturday morning. The first Jamaican female artist to be nominated twice for Grammy Awards. Take a listen, because I'm grateful. She's on.
I'm grateful for the sun that shines.
That's right.
And I'm grateful for the good that gives me light. And I'm grateful for the good ones around me.
Yes, indeed.
And the lessons from those who betray me.
Hey.
And I'm grateful for the strength that I'm given. And for all of my daily blessings. So grateful for the love that surrounds me. And I'm so thankful for life.
She's confirmed. Yes, Sunday, June 1st.
Confirmed.
Yes, I. And I'm also grateful to have known her all these years. The beautiful and the talented one herself, a roots Jamaican reggae artist. Once again, we're now joined by her Royal Empress, the Royal Empress herself, Itana. Good morning, Itana. How are you? Itana? 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 Itana?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. How are you this morning, Itana?
I am grateful.
I am grateful, too.
that we're speaking again one more time, you know?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Now,
let me ask you a question, Shauna McKenzie. How was your birthday? How was your birthday, Itana?
It was fantastic. I spent my time with family.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I also went into the recording studio, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I think the best thing that I can ever do is to spend time with family.
Indeed. Now, what are you grateful for in 2025, Itana? Tell me.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. All the traveling, all the shows, mm-hmm. all the people that I met while performing, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. The places that I revisited, mm-hmm. like Dominica mm-hmm. and Anguilla. Mm-hmm. And same kids, you know.
Mm-hmm. Those are some great places.
Cayman, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for the new music being released, you
right,
know.
Right. Now.
All of these things.
Yes, indeed. And that is good. And, you know, Itana, you talk about Dominica, the Creole Music Festival. Nice place to be. You talk about St. Kitts and their music festival. I mean, all these places are just some nice place to be. And. You know, you go to these places and you say, wow, you know, they have a little bit of the Jamaican flavor, but boy, they just love music there, huh?
Yeah, yes, they love it. They sang every song that I opened my mouth to sing, every single one. There's not one that they missed.
Wow. That is fantastic. That is fantastic. Now, you know, Itana, you have been doing this for quite some time, and I just want to run through some things before we get to tomorrow evening. You are just around the corner. You're up north somewhere. I'm not going to reveal your location this morning. You're going to be at the Westchester Reggae Festival. And, you know, just looking at your career, what keep Itana, what keeps Shauna McKenzie grounded and rooted into your work? What keeps you grounded, Itana?
Well, initially, I started off wanting to inspire people through music, mm-hmm. to uplift people, mm-hmm. and to make their journey through life lighter. And I have not deviated from that, mm-hmm. you know. And it's because of my love for music, love for people, mm-hmm. and my hopes for, you know, and I guess the fact that I lean mostly on the good side or the goodness in humanity, mm-hmm. rather than all the negative stuff. You know, I always, mm-hmm. from the beginning, wanted to be, you know, a part of the light.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, Etana, when I listen to your music, you talk about love, and there's a song called Warrior Love, but there's also some social commentary in your music, and especially at the earlier days. And there's a song I'm going to play now, because I want to ask you, when you did this song, and it's entitled I Am Not Afraid, let me play this song and come back and talk some more. Let me just play this song.
Okay.
Born in Augustown, Jamaica. Born Shauna McKenzie. She was born on the 22nd of May, just a few years ago.
Hey, them coming after my soul.
That's right.
Wanting to take control. Wanna give me lots. Wanna give me bling. Wanna give me all the material things. I hear them talking about what the world has to offer. Girl, what you doing? Don't you see what they have done to Bedward and Marcus, Jesus, and all of the prophets? But I'm not afraid.
That's right.
No, I'm not afraid.
And ladies and gentlemen, she's certainly not afraid. I'm going to ask you, when you recorded this song, because there's a name in this song that you mentioned, Bedward. And I wonder how many people know about Bedward from Augustown. No,
yeah.
When you did this song, I'm Not Afraid, what were you singing about, Etana?
Hmm? You know, basically, it's a collection of things,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
A combination
mm-hmm.
of things, like
mm-hmm.
The community,
mm-hmm.
the turf war
mm-hmm.
that was happening at the time.
Mm-hmm.
There was also news
mm-hmm.
that especially female employees
mm-hmm.
were... They were addressing the fact that, you know, it feels sometimes like they have to work two times to get paid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
One doing the regular job and one doing a job outside of the job. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Having to appease or please the supervisor, whoever is in charge
mm-hmm.
of the payment. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they were also talking about male workers who also would have to wait after doing construction work for payment.
Wow.
That's why I said prostituting are standing in them government line,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that goes hand in hand with, like, you know, being a female in music too,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
how producers or other people in music with, you know, them call them gatekeepers would
mm-hmm.
feel like,
mm-hmm.
it's like a rite of passage.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes,
you
yes,
know?
Yes.
And so, and it goes on and on how in the music industry,
mm-hmm.
You know, if you write a song about, you know, drugs and different things or exposing yourself
mm-hmm.
in a certain way,
mm-hmm.
you go faster, you achieve more quicker, you know.
Mm.
But
mm-hmm.
if you stand in your truth and try to be positive and be an inspiration to others,
mm-hmm.
you are sometimes denied or held back, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so all of these things were addressed in the song I'm Not Afraid. It's basically I'm just not afraid of being who I am, especially like, oh, them did want me to change my ear,
yeah,
because my hair was too nappy,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a skirt, them did too long, they never like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They wanted a little skimpy thing there, right?
Yeah, you know. They wanted to change
who
I was,
right.
And you know, and it was, and to me, that was just one of the hardest things for me to deal with.
Indeed. Now, you mentioned Bedward, and I have a very good friend who's related to the Bedward that you're talking about, Dr. Philip Bedward. Now you talk about Bedward, and a lot of people will remember Bedward as the flying preacher from Augustown. You know, so all of that, you know.
Can you imagine?
Imagine.
After all the goodness,
mm-hmm.
after all the goodness that he has done,
mm-hmm.
healing people from the river,
indeed.
From the water.
Indeed.
He knew
mm-hmm.
what was coming for him.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So he met, I guess, you know, basically told the people I'm going to fly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Metaphorically.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people take it and call him and mock him and call him
right.
the flying.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, yes.
But at
yes.
the end of the day, mm-hmm. you know, they fail to realize mm-hmm. the gift that they have been given.
Indeed. Indeed.
So
indeed.
That's why I'm going to say what they have done to Bedward and Marcos,
mm-hmm.
Jesus, and all of the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Still, I am not afraid.
Indeed.
You see?
Indeed. No. There's another song that you did that, I mean, it spoke volume, and so many people ran into difficulties because of the wrong address. So many people ran into difficulties, even finding a job. Wrong address, it's called. She's coming to town tomorrow evening inside the Westchester County Center. The Empress herself, Etana Shauna McKenzie, singing about the wrong address.
Try to get a job today, but went into the application and say, if this is where you really reside, please step outside. She asked them why, and they replied, we don't want no trouble, we don't want no trouble no day. Oh, yeah. Lady, where you come from, people die there every day. Yeah, yeah. For our safety, that's where you should stay.
Now, when you listen to Wrong Address, just think about Etana. How many people have faced struggles because of people saying that they're from the wrong places? Huh? How sad is that, Etana? Hmm? How sad is that?
Hmm? You know, but that is the reality, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, we have classism,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and in some countries, racism, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I think all of that is addressed in this simple song, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And to date, it's still the same, you know. If you're from a certain parts of the country, the state,
mm-hmm.
or even, you know, if you're from the garrison,
mm-hmm.
regardless of where you're from, people do look at you different and judge you differently too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, as you prepare to go on stage tomorrow evening at the Westchester County Center, just how do you prepare for your shows, Etana? What do you do before shows, the night before, the day of, the morning of? What do you do to prepare yourself for that, taking that stage? What do you do?
Well, I first imagine myself on it, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I look at myself on the stage before I'm even there,
mm-hmm.
and rehearse as much as possible,
mm-hmm.
and put the show together in my mind, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then I just execute.
Mm-hmm. No, I've always said to you, know, that there's a song that somewhere, somehow, you're going to have to find a way to do this song for me when you perform.
Never seen you rock
when
so
whenever you perform. It is called reggae.
Now it's time to play.
That's right. It's gonna be time to play tomorrow.
You move me like the wind blows.
Yes, I.
This night it comes today.
You make me feel so good.
I know you want to go so slow.
That's right.
Where I don't know.
Get ready, folks.
But rocking is the truth.
She's getting ready for tomorrow evening.
Hear me.
Reggae vibration.
When I say just like reggae, hit me like a drum.
Right.
Play cards and I will strum.
Indeed, indeed.
Sing out and I will come.
Yes, right.
Come. Oh, reggae, you're the one.
Oh my gosh.
Once you try to leave me. Rastafari. I was on my own.
Wow. Reggae, it's called.
Music won't deceive me, no.
What a beautiful voice. What a beautiful soul. Hey. No, and I say this all the time. This is one of my favorite songs from you, Itana. Reggae, Hit Me Like a Drum. No, how do you follow up a song like this, Itana? When I listen to the vocals, when I listen to the beat, when I listen to the arrangement, beautiful, beautiful song. How do you follow these songs, Itana? How do you?
That's a good question.
How do you? I'm sorry to put you on the spot like that, but I have to.
Well, you know what?
Yeah, tell me.
When in creating another album, right, mm-hmm. I do think, how is it possible for me to make an album that mm-hmm. surpasses yeah. all the efforts in the previous one, you know?
Yes, yes.
And I think by just, you know, raising the bar or attempting to raise the bar, mm-hmm. I've made some of the best efforts to attempt to do so and have been successful, and I'm grateful for that, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. I think one of the main reasons for that, though, is because I never exclude the greats, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I never exclude, like, a Clive Hunt mm-hmm. or the great musicians from before, like Robbie Lane and, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. Sly and... you know, all of the great people that you can think of, including some of the new mm-hmm. Greats that we don't really talk about as much, and we should, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think I just pick the best of them all, mm-hmm. and I stick to my own team and my own people, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think that's part of the reason why, you know, mm-hmm. I'm able to come this far.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, you have come a very far away, you know. And the last time we spoke, I said to you, you know, you have been nominated for Grammys twice, and I really think that the third time around is going to be that time, Itana. Nothing happens before a time. And that is why we say we're looking for what? A better tomorrow. Indeed. We're looking for a better tomorrow. Voice of Itana.
There will be a better tomorrow. There'll be a better tomorrow. There'll be a day. There'll be a way. There'll come a time to sing a brand new song. No more pain.
Hey.
Tomorrow.
And that is all we can ask for, you know, Itana. We can just ask for a better tomorrow. We can just pray for a better tomorrow. How does Itana manages Itana the artist, Itana the performer, Itana the mother, Itana the wife? How do you manage everything, Itana? How do you do that?
Well, I don't think I'm perfect at it all the time, you know, mm-hmm. But I do try my best to find that balance. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know what? What makes it possible is that the fact that I put my family first mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. my fans first, mm-hmm. you know, I have a huge heart and a heart to serve, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that's where I find my joy and my peace in serving, you know? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, the rest isn't difficult.
Ah, rest isn't difficult. Everything just fall in place after that, huh?
Exactly, yeah.
Indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a one-on-one conversation this morning with the beautiful and talented Itana, born Shauna McKenzie, born in Augusttown, Jamaica. I always go back to Augusttown, Jamaica, and I always look at some entertainers, singers who were around you at your earlier days, and I look at Dwayne Stevenson, who was once on the road with you, and,
yeah.
And I recently saw something, and I think it's entitled From Augusttown. There's an event that is
One Augusttown.
And you know, you see how close I'm paying attention. Hey, One Augusttown.
Yeah. Surprised me that you already saw it.
What are you talking about? It's Itana, Dwayne Stevenson, Sizzla Kalonji. What? We had talked about and you know, just looking at that group of folks coming out of Augusttown, and folks will say Augusttown, and yes, Augusttown has a rich heritage when it comes to our music. As a matter of fact, St. Andrew, Jamaica, the home of folks like Sister Judy Mowat, who's from Gardentown, Jamaica. You know, you look at George Clifton Bailey III, who was born in St. Mary, a.k.a. Capleton, spent most of his time in Hope Tavern, Jamaica. You know, you have Sizzla around the corner from you. You know, you have the Anthony Malvo, Sister Nancy, Brigadier Jerry. I could go on and on this morning. You talk about Agent Sasko, who's from Kentire. I mean, so many great folks from Uptown, Jamaica. So Uptown is where it's at when it comes to a lot of our music coming out of Jamaica. Now, there's a song called Richest Girl. Richest Girl. She's bringing the package. She's bringing the catalog.
If tomorrow never comes, words don't matter now, 'cause all we have is our yesterday.
Wonder who she was singing about here. Hey,
to be okay.
That's right.
And all the things you did, moments live, but you let one slip away. Nothing will change. Nothing will change for me.
Now, you know, this song is a very serious song. She says, if I can wake up next to you, I will be the richest girl. Yeah. I wonder, when she was singing this song, and when this song was put together, what was she singing about? Was there something in her mind, in her head, that she was playing with? Itana? Was there something?
Well, we were discussing, you know, with all the, I think it was, you know, in the air, you know, that it could be possible that something catastrophic could happen, you know?
Yeah.
And we said, what if something like that really happened? Like, you know, would every moment lived matter? You know, like, you know, what would my other half think, and what would my children think? Did I do enough, you know? Do they understand how much, you know, I love them, and how much love is there from the soul? will my fans believe that I've done enough, you know? And that is where the song started. That's where it came from.
You know, Itana, the way you answer that one, you sound like a real politician, you know.
No, but that's true. Like, we literally stood in the studio.
Wow.
Myself and like two other people. So it was three of us. And we had this conversation literally.
Yeah. Wow. Now, the next song I'm going to play, and before we say when we go up to the top of the hour, which is the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to sign off from Irie Jam, but we will continue on 92.5 FM, 98.9 FM. We will continue on Reggae King Radio. So this conversation is going to continue, ladies and gentlemen. So stick and stay. My very special guest this morning is two-time Grammy-nominated artist Etana. Now, I said you're going to bring the catalog. You're bringing everything tomorrow, and you're going to leave it on the stage. So guess what? Guess what, folks? Be prepared. Before we pull the trigger tomorrow, Etana is going to be live at the Westchester County Center. That's right. The voice of Etana, the voice of Shauna McKenzie. It is called Trigger.
Sitting in the darkness,
she's confirmed.
She was praying,
Sunday, June 1st, tomorrow.
For her to fall asleep.
That's right.
Only her tears can melt his poor heart, knowing she was suffering.
You know, there's a question I want to ask you, because when I listen to your voice, I want to know, mm-hmm. Were you trained, Etana? Were you trained as a singer? Huh?
Well, I didn't receive any formal training. I had, chorus class in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going to Ely High,
mm-hmm.
To talk to a vocal coach,
mm-hmm.
who taught breathing.
Mm.
And at the time, I couldn't afford her training. And mm-hmm. she told me, and I told her I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her my mom is always working, you know, so she's mm-hmm. not available to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
But she can, is it possible for her to give me any coaching or any guidelines, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she told me that she would give me 3 lessons,
mm-hmm.
you know? And what I came out of those 3 lessons with,
mm-hmm.
was, I guess, she even the lady, even the teacher was surprised, you know,
mm-hmm.
And she was astonished that at what I could accomplish,
mm-hmm.
just by 3 lessons,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I carried that along with me, so I didn't have any formal training after that.
Mm. Knowing how important your voice is as a singer, how do you protect your voice, and how do you keep your voice so crisp? How do you do that?
Hmm? I stay quiet most of the time and only mm-hmm. talk when I really have to.
Mm.
So I'm not like a phony. I'm not a person who, you know, will sit on the phone and talk all day, all night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that, like,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's only when I feel it's necessary.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Grooving Radio live on 97.1 FM HD3, Irie Jam Radio. We're now going to say goodbye to the team at Irie Jam until later on today, when we once again meet up at VP Records for the in-store at VP Records with Queen Ifrika and Leroy Eptone Sibbles. We will continue right here with Etana, and this one is called I Rise, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow evening, inside Westchester County Center. Doors open at 6 p.m. Showtime, 7.
I was born strong.
She was, you know.
I was made for this. See, I met so many.
Now, Etana, when you have those down moments, when you're feeling down, a song like this, I Rise, is something that talk about all of this. When you're feeling down, how do you get back upbeat? What do you do to keep yourself in that upbeat moment, mode?
Well, I automatically think, is it helpful? Mm-hmm. You know, is it healthy mm-hmm. for me? Mm-hmm. You know, will it give me longevity? You know, will it do good for me to sit in that mode?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I also consider mostly where I would like to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
What is the solution? Where do I believe that I should go? Do I have a solution? If I don't have a solution, mm-hmm. then it leaves me in a sink or swim mode. You know, yeah. So I always choose to swim rather than sink.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Now, tomorrow evening, you're going to be gracing the stage with the original king of the dance hall, Mr. Winston Foster, Yellow Man. You are going to be graced in the stage with the king of the bassline, Leroy Eptone Sibbles. You're also going to be gracing the stage with Her Royal Highness herself, Queen Ifrika. The backing band will be Mr. Derek Barnett and the Statement Man. Now, sharing one stage with all these legendary artists, and you have done it over and over again, but every stage is a different stage. How do you feel when you're on the stage, when you're sharing the same stage with some of these great folks, Etana?
I don't think there is any words to describe it, you know. It's incredible. It is, it reminds me every single time
mm-hmm.
who I am
mm-hmm.
and what my role is in music. You know,
mm-hmm.
and it's very, very, very deep and serious.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm.
So most of the time, when I'm on stage,
mm-hmm.
except for one time in one of these Caribbean islands,
mm-hmm.
It reminds me, right, that my issues and my thoughts and my head outside of music
mm-hmm.
don't apply.
Mm-hmm.
At the time when I'm on the stage, like nothing else matters but the music and the fans in front of me,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
because being even amongst people who have been in other artists, my peers who have been in music for many years prior mm-hmm. to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of it combined is important to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I respect and honor them just the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make sure that when the audience leaves that venue,
mm-hmm.
that they can say overall, it was an amazing show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So anything that I can do to ensure
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that is achieved,
mm-hmm.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Now, what can your fans expect? What can your fans expect from Shauna McKenzie, Etana, tomorrow evening at the Westchester Reggae Fest? What can they expect?
Expect heart and soul and good reggae music that keeps you rocking the entire time,
mm-hmm.
singing all the songs that you know.
Mm-hmm.
It make you forget about your troubles and dance,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah,
I think they can look forward to an amazing event.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I am looking forward for an amazing evening. The lineup is extraordinary, and you know, you look at the struggles of over the years of our music and where we are today. Jamaica is this little dot on the map, and the impact that Jamaica has made on the world is out of this world. You look at what we have exported out of Jamaica, whether through the music, through sports, through education. We are an extraordinary group of people. And I must say, you know, when I listen to you guys as artists and when I listen to the work that a lot of you guys have put out there, Etana, it is what keep many Jamaicans going. And you might not know how much your music touched someone until sometime you're probably on the stage and you may see someone crying in front of you and screaming out your name. And at that moment, you know how much you have touched an individual. I have one more song to play. And I've always liked to, when I do a mix, an Etana mix, it is this song that I use to close out my mix every time I do an Etana mix. This next song, 6 minutes and 21 seconds. Cha! Welcome to them. Hey. Saints. Right. Hey.
Wanna take my life at all costs. I know everything good for eat, good for dark.
That's right.
Can't trust no shadow when the lights are dark. Me living in a glass house because I chose stone. Common shouldn't talk, but I don't know. Good in me is lost, I suppose. Talk to my talk, but they don't know that. 6 minutes.
Getting ready, folks.
1 second.
Getting ready.
They try to tear.
Sunday, June 1st.
Jamaica, the land of everything we need. Oh yeah, Papa Tina, I pick you where you watch out for. You have your money, you want the water.
Everything drop off, look at where I get them on pizza.
Hey, chill. 914-417-1686. Get your tickets now.
Wanna take my life at all costs. I know everything good for eat, good for talk. Can't trust no shadow when the lights are dark. Me living in a glass house because I chose stone. Common shouldn't talk, but I don't know. Good in me is lost, I suppose. Talk to my talk, cause they don't know that. 6 minutes, 21 seconds.
Hey.
They try to tear me. Jamaica, the land of everything we need. Oh yeah, Papa Tina, I pick you where you watch out for. You have your money and clean water. I got some come from a man. I forget that. Me need an economic revolution to fit the people in the equation. Think a light, take a look over Riverton. 6 minutes.
It is called 6 minutes and 21 seconds, but you will get a lot more than 6 minutes and 21 seconds from Etana tomorrow evening, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you so much, Etana. I thank you always for being so gracious. I thank you always for being so open and honest. And, you know, we love you and we cannot wait to see you tomorrow. So just tell the folks them that you're on your way now. Please, the floor is yours, Etana. Go ahead.
Of course, I'm on my way.
Yes.
One thing you know about me is I'm very, very professional.
Uh-huh.
And if I'm not on my way, I would say I'm not on my way. But,
indeed.
I'm on my way.
Indeed.
And I'm prepared. As a matter of fact, I do have one person on the ground already.
Mm-hmm.
In New York, two persons.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be joining them very shortly.
Indeed.
You know?
Indeed.
In short order. To give you a performance that you will not forget.
Indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, Etana will be live tomorrow evening inside the Westchester County Center. I cannot wait to see your performance. I will find a quiet place somewhere where I can just, you know, just take in all of the beats and all the lyrics and all of the music tomorrow evening. So thank you very much. See you tomorrow, Etana. And thanks as always for being the person who you are. Keep doing what you're doing, regardless of what. This is the day the Lord has made. So let us all rejoice in it, huh?
And be glad in it. And I want to say one final thing.
Yes.
Before I get off air.
Uh-huh.
Look out for the new single called Kiss of Judas. It will be released on Tuesday, and along with the video as well.
Hold on. What is it called?
Kiss of Judas.
Ah, you know, I'm calling Andre right after this. I'm calling Andre right after this because I need, as a matter of fact, it's groovingradio.ny.com, groovingradio@gmail.com, groovingradio@gmail.com. Andre, you just get the email, send on the music, send on the music.
It's
on.
I'll send it to you right now.
Indeed, indeed. I can't wait to see you tomorrow, Itana. Take care and travel safe, all right?
All right.
One love.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye. Take care, yeah. Itana. Indeed. Then that's enough. She's confirmed. She's confirmed. Itana, live tomorrow. Westchester County Center. That's right.
Wanna take my life at all costs. I'm not everything good for eat, good for talk. Can't trust no shadow when the lights are dark. Me living in a glass house because I chose stone.
Westchester Reggae Fest 2025 presents the kings and queens of reggae music. Sunday, June 1st at Westchester County Center, 198 Central Avenue, White Plains, New York. The original king of the dance hall, Yellow Man. The Grammy-nominated Empress Itana.
But
on Sunday, June 1st, the king of the bassline, Leroy Ekong-Sills. Her Royal Highness, Queen Ifrika.
For more information, call 914-417-1686.